KKGO HD1, Los Angeles, Orange, and Riverside Counties. Also on the iHeartRadio app. And streaming at GoCountry105.com.
Please welcome.
I'd like to welcome you all. This is Go Country 105.
The following program is a paid advertisement by Movement Mortgage. We offer this program as a service to our listeners. This station and its management do not endorse or object to the information, views, or opinions discussed in the program.
Welcome to the Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Every week, Debbie takes your live calls and answers your questions about getting into the house of your dreams, getting financed, finding the best rates, getting through problem situations, anticipating problems, navigating brokers and agents, and arriving at the best result in your home purchase process. Got your question? Get ready to call 844-935-3634. And now, here's your host, the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux.
Well, good morning and welcome. Thank you so much for listening to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and as always, I have Marla Geezer with me.
Well, good morning.
This is a tick and tack kind of thing. We can't do this show without each other. She has to make fun of me a little bit on air.
Make fun of me sometimes, too.
I do.
Only make fun of you when you've made fun of yourself first. I'm going to be honest. I would never do it on purpose. You said last week you were raspy. I just went with it.
I do make fun of myself a lot, but we are a lot of fun. I hope you guys listen. You enjoy the show. You know you can give us a call. We're here. We're live. Phone lines are open. We're going to take every single call, and we're going to answer every single question. So it's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. So 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. 844-935-3634. I went a little blank on that one. It's early in the morning.
Yeah.
But for all of you who have never tuned in before and you have no idea what you're listening to and why is country music not on the air, and no, I can't change that, so don't call me and tell me you want it on. But you are listening to Mortgage Mom Radio, and what we do, Marla and I have both been in the mortgage industry for a very long time. I started my real estate career in 1994. Marla started directly with Chase Bank doing mortgage loans, and both of us have been in the industry doing real estate or mortgage for over 20 years. So you've got, I think we added it up the other day, it was like 43 or 44 years of experience.
Yes.
There's not a whole lot that we have not run into from anything to do with real estate. Property issues, roof issues, physical inspection questions, all the way down to the mortgages, of course, which is what we specialize in. So, you know, credit repair, bankruptcy, self-employed income, you name it. We've seen it, we've run into it, and we're really just waiting for that one person to call us that stumps us, because it does happen. We have both been doing this for a very, very long time, and there is not a day that goes by that we do not learn something new. It is a forever changing industry. Guidelines are constantly changing. Things are being updated. Programs are new every day. So there is that opportunity out there for you, loan officers, real estate agents, anybody that is out there listening that wants to stump us. We are welcoming your phone calls. So, but if you have title questions, or we get a lot of these, you know, somebody's passed away and we're not sure what to do with the title, and do we have to go to probate? And I think last week or the week before, we had a great question about, you know, transferring your property taxes, you know, that one-time exemption that you can take. So again, yes, anything at all that is happening that is in your mind that you are thinking you are only going to help other people, please give us a call. Ask us your question. We're going to get you live on air. We're going to make you a rock star for a couple minutes. We're going to tell everybody what your name is and where you're calling from. So if you have friends, you can, you know, call them up and say, hey, I'm going to call in, listen for me live. The other thing is that we post all of our shows to YouTube. So we take every show every week and we actually repost it to YouTube the following week. So if you've been on air before and you want to hear yourself and you want to listen to it, go to YouTube, Mortgage Mom Radio, find us, search it, and you can listen to the show.
Yes.
Kind of fun. You can even repost it to Facebook. You know, you can get all your friends to listen to you. So take advantage. Our number here, 844-935-3634. So we've got to get some compliance done.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah. I'll let you go with it today.
You're going to make me go with it. I don't know if I quite know it, because I always leave it up to you. I did do it that one time, but it was one of those things where it's like that muscle memory where it just comes. So let's see if I can do it.
Okay. Let's try.
All right. So Debbie Marcoux, Deborah Marcoux, Deborah Lynn Marcoux. All of these names can be found in the NMLS Act. What is it? Consumer access sites. You could check me out. I have nothing against my record, which is great. But I am licensed by the Department of Business Oversight. under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
Boom. She did it.
I did it.
Look at that. See, and it's not hard. It's just one of those things that sometimes
you get tongue-tied. You get twisted.
Exactly. That in there, that Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
All right. So what's your stuff?
Marla Renee. And that's it.
Geezer,
of course. And trust me, there is no Marla Geezer else out there. Like, you're not going to mix up the name. I'm the only one.
And no, she does not walk with a cane.
No, I do not. But the funny thing, and actually, let me just get my NMLS out, and then I'll tell the story. Okay. And my NMLS is 669357. Okay, so funny story. So we're driving through Woodland Hills on Ventura Boulevard, and there is a restaurant, like a kind of like a gastro club, and it's called Geezers, G-E-E-Z-E-R-S. I was like, O-M-G.
Different Geezer spelling, but
different
yes.
spelling, but like that's how I usually tell people how to pronounce it.
Right.
So I was like, we have
that's
to go
the phonetically
there.
Correct
we
way to say
to
it.
We have to get cups. Oh my gosh. I was so excited. And my husband's like, because obviously he's had the last name since he was born. He's like, yeah, well, that doesn't sound exciting. I don't really want to have a cup with Geezer on it. I was like, well, I do. And we're going to go there.
Well, for all of you out there listening, it's actually spelled G-I-E-S-E-R. So yes. When you want to actually check her out.
Yes. G-I-E. Yes.
That's how you'd find her. All right. So what happened this week? Let's see. Deb got a virus on her computer, and that was a couple of days of pain.
That was pain.
It was painful
for all of us.
It's still pain. So you lose your Outlook box, and then you have to, like, reboot it, and you've got, I don't know, something like 10,000 or 15,000 emails for the last 48 hours. My inbox is still trying to download messages. So if you've sent me one in the last 48 hours, I haven't gotten it yet because it's still downloading last January of 2016. It's been a bad week. Okay, but mortgage-related, what's going on? Anything happen?
I don't think that anything big
happened. We did see a good tick up in rates.
A pretty good tick up. I would say that we gained at least a quarter.
Yep.
In market cost.
Right.
I guess
when
you
she
would
says
say.
We gained, we lost, whatever, however you want to say it, we're going to make it simple. Rates went up.
Went down.
No, that was on Friday. But for the last 2 weeks, we've been going up.
Yes.
So that's why I said ticked up. But, you know, we've definitely seen a good increase, like from 30 days ago to today. We've probably seen quarter to a half difference in interest rate.
Probably almost a full half. I mean, we're probably a few decimals and points underneath it, but
a few eighths of a percent.
Yeah.
But now Friday, we did actually get, I don't know what happened. There was nothing special that we heard. There was no news that we saw that came out that was crazy or anything. But Friday, we actually saw rates improve a little bit.
Yes.
Which was good. So fingers crossed for next week that we continue to see a little bit more improvement.
Correct.
But again, and you guys, you know, you hear it all of the time. You're hearing every advertiser out there talk about it. If you're sitting on the fence, if you haven't refinanced, if you haven't bought a home, interest rates are still very, very low. It is a very good time to do something. But keep in mind, if you had locked in a rate, if you were thinking about doing something 30 days ago and you had locked in your interest rate 30 days ago, you could have had a lower interest rate. You
Correct.
Could have qualified for a bigger house. You could have qualified for more. You could have possibly pulled out additional cash and had the same payment to do more home improvement to your house. So there's so many ways to look at it. There is no reason to sit on the fence and to wonder and to think, and can I or can't I? Do not wait. At least call us and let us talk to you about your situation. Let us see your file. Go to our website. Apply online. Let us pull your credit report. Let us take a look at what you have going on and then tell you, hey, you know what? You could do this right now. Or, you know what? You're not quite ready, but this is what we need to do. Or, you know what? You'd really benefit from some credit repair. And I'll bet it would take maybe 60 to 90 days to finish it up. And then you're ready. Let us get you over to a company that can help you. So there's so many things that if you don't make the call and you don't let us see what you have going on, that you're missing the boat.
Correct. The boat has sailed.
The boat is sailing. So really quick, we're going to do our winner circle in a second. So for all of you that have not listened in the past, every single week at 7:10, we talk about our winner circle of the week, which are typically, well, always clients that have called us that have done something great. But right before we do that, I just want to quickly mention that we do have our Ventura Homebuyer Workshop coming.
Yes, in two more Sundays from tomorrow.
It is wine, It is an afternoon. It is going to be a good time. So if you have thought about wanting to go to a home buyer workshop, this is the last one that we are doing of the year. We have it limited to 30 tickets. We do not have 30 tickets available anymore. So if you want tickets, definitely get them. You can call us right now and we will send you to the right place to get those tickets. It's 844-935-3634, or you can download the Mortgage Mom phone app and you can actually get the tickets directly from there. So text the word MOM,
M-O-M,
M-O-M, to 36260. That's 36260. You will text the word MOM, forward or back, and you will get a link that you can download our phone app, and you can actually get your tickets straight from there. But if you want to get tickets and you're not sure what to do, just call us. Call us this morning. We're going to point you in the right direction. But this is the last home buyer workshop that we are doing this year. It is in Ventura. It is at a winery. You can't ask for better weather. You cannot ask for a better way to learn. Let's call it a sip and learn.
Sip and learn.
Sip and learn.
Yeah. Sip and learn. I like that. Sip and learn. Wine, beach, Marla and Deb.
That's
Deb
right.
And Marla.
That's right. Get a and hotel room. If you're not from Ventura, get a hotel room. Stay the night. But it's a Sunday afternoon. What a great way to just, you know, enjoy an afternoon, learn about what you need to learn about, enhance your finances, drink some wine, eat some wine and cheese, have some dessert. I mean, it's going to be great. It's 3 hours, whatever. 3 hours of your time to possibly retire someday. Wow. That's a big concept, right? All right, so let's do Winner's Circle. You ready?
The Mortgage Mom's Winner's Circle. This week's new real estate achievers.
Okay, so this is a great Winner's Circle morning because we had, we have a couple people to talk about. We always try to at least bring up a few. But one of my favorites is, so we're going to talk about Miss Solomon. And it's Miss Solomon's mom, but Miss Solomon's the one who called us. And, you know, her mom was having a very difficult time getting her loan refinanced. And she called me and she talked to me for a little bit. And I said, you know, this doesn't sound like rocket science. I mean, I'm pretty sure those were my words. You know, apply online, get us your application within, and I believe she had been in process for like weeks. I mean, maybe 5 weeks. And she had heard us on air talking that morning about, you know, don't switch lenders in the middle of a transaction. And so I do want to, and I'm so happy that she called. She's like, I know you said don't switch lenders in the middle of a transaction, but we've been doing this for like 5 weeks.
But we also say, call us. Because if you're having problems, if you don't have an approval within a certain period of time, call us because something is wrong. And that's why she called
us. If you don't have a loan approval within 4 or 5 days of applying for your loan application, there is something that is going on. And sometimes it's not within their control. They can't, you know, every loan officer has obstacles and every lender and mortgage company has obstacles to get through. So sometimes it's out of their control. For example, here's a great one. If you have we need a verification of employment to verify your income. And your employer is taking their sweet time returning that to us.
Yes.
There's nothing that we can do to make that go faster. You know, if we need to use your overtime or if you get commission or if you get a bonus or maybe your hours are variable. That's another one where it's really important for us to have that verification. Maybe 1 week you work 40 hours and another week you work 18 and then the next week you work 36 and then the next week you work 100. We have to do an average of your income. We can't just say, oh, you're full time. You get 40 hours times your hourly pay. So if your employer is taking their time, that's understandable. If you call your lender and you say, what is the holdup? You call your loan officer, why is this taking so long? And they say, you know, we ordered that verification of employment. I really need to have that to continue to complete the income worksheet. That's one thing. But if you call and you say, what is going on? Oh, I've submitted it to the underwriter and we just don't have a decision yet. And it's been 4 or 5 days, or maybe it's gone into underwriting and they're coming back to you saying, well, the underwriter's asking for, the underwriter's asking for, the underwriter's asking for. Stop. Stop and call us.
Absolutely.
I can't say that loud
enough. They're wasting time and they're not telling you something that they either missed or they did wrong or...
Mm-hmm. And they're trying to figure out how to clean it up really fast to still maybe be able to issue that approval. And you're just wasting your time. So anyway, so back to Miss Solomon. She is amazing. She called. We talked about it. I said, it doesn't sound like rocket science. And it was something that was a little bit tricky for her. And a lot of people out there listening that are self-employed will understand this. You know, they had an LLC and then the LLC was moving over to personal returns. And so the income return was changing. And there are a lot of lenders that will get kind of hung up on having, you know, it's no longer a business because it's not the same return. Or we have a lot of people that go from, you know, filing Schedule C on a personal return to opening an LLC. And now all of a sudden, the underwriter's going to say, oh, this is a brand new business, when it's not.
Right.
They've been self-employed the whole time. So anyway, so it was a good conversation. I said, apply online. Let us take a look at it. It's not going to be a big deal. Literally put the file together. Sue, it was great. She was great. We had quite a few obstacles to overcome between garage doors and brand new credit cards being opened, which we'll talk about when we get to our botched section. But, you know, it was great. We've got her closed. We got her closed on time. We did it in record time. Absolutely amazing. We love you so much. Thank you, Lisa, for giving us that opportunity, for giving us a call and saying, you know, can you help us? We're having a hard time. So she's my favorite today.
Perfect.
Perfect. So do you want to talk about one?
Joshua.
Yes.
Joshua was one. This was actually one of your clients.
This was a past client of mine, Mr. and Mrs. Joshua.
Yes.
And
they just, this one was pretty easy, but again, it's somebody that was put on a path. They were selling their house and they wanted to purchase a new house using the funds from one to purchase the next one. And we kind of just set that all into motion. I mean, her loan itself was a pretty clean, simple
loan. It was a very clean, simple loan. And I've done their loans numerous times, their entire family. So they, you know, they really do trust me. But they're actually their penny pinchers. They're my tough clients where it comes to, you know, they call me and they say, well, what's your interest rate? Well, this guy over here is going to give me a better rate. So I'm at the point where I tell people, look it, go get an estimate. Get me an estimate and send it to me. It's got to be an estimate from the same day that you're asking me to lock your rate, but get me an estimate. So she got me an estimate. I called management and I said, hey, we need to match this estimate. And we matched the rate for her. So she was able to come back to me, who she's comfortable with, to work with us, to get everything closed. Everything went without a hitch. I mean, literally, there was not a single issue with anything. I mean, it was a very clean, super great transaction. I love her. I love her family. It's always nice to work with them. But for all of you that are out there listening, you know, We're not a huge federal bank. We are Movement Mortgage. We are a mortgage bank, and we deliver service like no other. We do a job that is so different than what other mortgage companies do. This is the first company I have ever worked at that has support staff that is usually 2-to-1 support to sales, and it is usually the other way around. It is typically a normal mortgage company. It is, you know, one support staff to 3 or 4 salespeople. And that is why we move so fast. And that is why we can give the service that we give. And we, you know, we spend money to do that. We spend money to staff that way, but to give you the service that you need. So we're not always going to be the very, very lowest of interest rate. There's always going to be a mortgage company out there, or especially one of the big banks, that you go online and you're seeing an online price who is somebody's answering the phone that's an order taker that's not a Debbie or a Marla or somebody on their team that has been in the industry for a long time, that you're getting personal service one-on-one attention. You're getting an order taker that's going to take your information, has no idea if you qualify, forward your file to somebody else, wait for an underwriter to say, hey, you've got problems. Nobody's looking at things in advance for you. Nobody's taking their time with you. So there is, you know, we're not going to always be the very lowest, but that doesn't mean if you don't bring me an estimate, I can't ask for it.
Well,
and get that rate match.
And some tokens, like, you know, if you're just working with somebody over the phone or through an email that isn't like you said, is an order taker, and they are literally just sitting there on a computer just typing, sometimes they're not even being able to get the loan, and you're thinking, okay, well, they have the lowest rate possible. Ooh, I'm so very excited. And at the end of the day, you're 2 weeks in and you don't have a loan because that person, they never even looked at your pay stub. They didn't even pay attention to you.
No.
And you said, I work for down at the docks and I work, you know,
I work at PMA. I work at the docks. I work a ton of overtime.
Right. I work six hours during the day, but I work 12 hours during the night.
Right.
And that varies every 3 days or whatever. You have to understand that. And they don't pay attention to any of that.
No. Or how about your flex pay with your police officers? Again, so there's something to be said about what we do, the service that you get. I can't even tell you about 90% of the files that Marla and I close are rescue files. You know, it's people calling us that say, couldn't get it done.
Right.
And almost every single one of those are coming from a larger institution that they found online with a very, very low interest rate. And trust me, our rates are not horrible. I mean, we're all in the same ballpark. I mean, maybe 0.125, it might be different, but you're going to get the service that you need. You're going to close your loan. You're not going to put your deposit at risk of possibly losing it. So we're going to take a quick break, but for anybody out there that's listening, you have questions, you want to call, phone lines open, give us a call right now. We'll get you on when we get back. It's 844-935-3634, and we'll talk soon.
Don't go away. More is on the way from the Mortgage Mom.
Hey, y'all. Blake Shelton here on the road for the Doing It to Country Songs Tour. Brought to you by Nissan Titan. You know the best part about getting a new truck? Getting it dirty for the first time, and then every time after that. With the capable 2017 Nissan Titan, you can. And you can do it a whole lot more. And keep doing it. Because the Titan's got America's best limited truck warranty, which is just another way of saying it won't let you down. 5 years, 100,000 miles, bumper to bumper. So go on, get to work or play. And get that truck looking good and dirty. And if you like keeping it clean, well, that's what hoses are for. So head to your local Nissan dealer today and pick up a 2017 Nissan Titan. Take on any job. Nissan, innovation that excites.
See your local Nissan dealer or call 1-888-858-8319 for details on limited truck warranty information.
At Stage.com, we have fresh deals every day, with even more new looks arriving all the time. Like the latest styles from Calvin Klein, Jessica Simpson, Adidas, Skechers, Carter's, and more. And amazing beauty finds from Estee Lauder and Clinique. Plus, our mobile app and incredible sales give you even more ways to save. There's always something new at Stage.com. Value at your fingertips. Style delivered right to your door. Stage.com.
This is Hal's yard as Halloween approaches, and summer's harsh heat has turned his lawn into a virtual cemetery. But Hal knows fall is the best time to feed his lawn and repair those scary thin brown patches. So he reaches for Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard Fall Lawn Food. It feeds and replenishes nutrients. Roots grow deeper and stronger. So next spring, Hal's grass grows thicker and greener. Guaranteed. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Winter Guard today.
The spell is cast. Halloween time is back. And now Go Country 105 wants to give you a chance to experience the magic of Disneyland Resort. For the first time ever, there are new Halloween time experiences in Disney California Adventure Park. Add in seasonal favorites in Disneyland Park, and you won't want to miss this spellebration from now to October 31st. Attractions and entertainment are subject to change without notice. Listen to Go Country 105 for your chance to win one day, one park tickets so you can experience the magic of Disneyland Resort.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux. Got your home buying questions ready? Get ready to call 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
Oh, okay, I'm back. I had to stretch really fast during that commercial. Whew. It's morning. It's early. And I don't know about you, Marla, but did it not feel like pitch dark this morning?
It was pitch dark. And it makes it much more difficult to get up, function, brush your teeth, get in the car, and go.
Yeah, but even driving in, it was so dark. I mean, obviously the time is changing and we don't realize that it was like summer was just here. Where did it go?
Well, yeah. I mean, you think that the time changes usually, what, the beginning of November? And that is 3 weeks away.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
You seriously just blew me away there, because guess what? Like, how... Seriously, again, I'm not one of those weird people, but, like, how many weeks do we truly have to Christmas?
I think there's only, like, 10 Fridays.
11 no way.
Fridays. 11 Fridays. I was close.
No way.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Holy cow. Okay, so...
We have to think that the 20... Yeah.
I gotta get on my Amazon, because I'm a phony, and I do everything with my phone. And I need to start ordering Christmas presents now.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. It's around the corner. All right. Well, welcome back. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. In case you haven't been listening, and I know a lot of people jump in their car, jump out of their car, so probably may not have catched the beginning of the show. And, hey, if you caught it and you're still listening to us, wow, thank you so much. We really appreciate you. But this is Mortgage Mom Radio, and we take questions. We answer calls live on air, so we'd love it if you give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. And we help you with everything from real estate, you know, involved. So, you know, we are... We do mortgage. That's where our expertise is. I sold real estate for a very long time, but being in the business, when you've got over 40 years of experience here in the studio, there's not a lot that we haven't run across. You know, we've seen every purchase contract. We've been through, you know, many physical inspections, reports, helping agents to negotiate what's going on, you know, with repairs. So there's not a whole lot that we have not encountered. So give us a call if you have questions. You know, we'd love to hear from you. It's, again, the number here is 844-935-3634. And, okay, we're going to take a really funny phone call right now. You ready?
We are.
We are.
I don't even see the phone blinking.
Yep. So here we go. Ready?
Okay.
All right. Yes, Manny. Good morning. Hello.
Got to turn off the radio, Manny.
You know this, Manny. You listen to our show, Manny. You answer calls for our show, Manny.
Maybe this is another Manny. And if this is another Manny, we apologize.
No, she's actually got my address written in here. All right, so we're going to hang up on Manny. But I could see that he was calling. He was probably trying to do a joke, as usual.
He probably fell asleep. Probably called and was on hold and then fell asleep.
And then fell back to sleep. He loves to call and try to trick me, but this time Erica got him. So anyway, and I haven't made him come in a while. So just for that, he's going to have to come in tomorrow morning and answer phone calls. But where were we going? So
I don't know.
That totally threw us to... Thank you, Manny. Thank you for throwing us off, Manny.
We don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
All right.
If we were talking about mortgages,
yeah.
Maybe.
844-935-3634. Give us a call. Ask us your questions. We're happy to help. So, homebuyer workshop. We started to talk about that really quick before our winner circle. So let's talk about that again because then we've got our botch section.
Yes. October 29th from 1 to 4, Four Bricks, Ventura. So it is beach... Wine,
meat, cheese. Meat, I know cheese. I love to say that, and you like to make fun of me for it, but meat and cheese is my favorite. Then there's dessert.
It's not that you say meat and cheese. It was that particular context that you said meat and cheese that one day, and it was just, I don't even remember because that was beyond 2 minutes ago, and
right,
I don't remember.
It's already gone. Yeah, why was it funny? Ventura and Four Bricks Winery and Tasting Room. It's going to be a much more intimate affair. We did it last time when we went out to Ontario, and it was actually really, really nice. It was. You know, even though we don't get to literally sit down with you individually, it was so much of a smaller room that we were able to meet everybody. We took pictures with everybody, and, you know, you get a lot more of your questions answered. And it was just a much more intimate setting. It was very, very nice. So, again, we're gonna do it the same exact way, but we're going to go from, you know, San Bernardino, Riverside County out to Ventura County. Mm-hmm. We've been in L.A. County a couple times. We've been in Orange County. So we're trying to hit everybody that listens to the show. So please, if you've thought about coming, if you live in Santa Clarita, Simi Valley, Oxnard, you know, Ventura is a hop, skip, and a jump. So get your tickets. Come on out. I know we had 30 when we first opened it up about a week ago, and I know that we have... quite a few less than that now. So don't wait. Get your tickets. Don't wait. You can call us here at the studio and Erica will help you to get those tickets. The number's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is the number for We Lend For You, 844. So in case you need to call us later and you're busy, not a big deal. Download the phone app. You can get everything you need from the phone app. You can email us. You can call us. You can register for the events. And any event we have going on, you can get tickets. You can watch videos about different loan programs and learn. I mean, it's pretty cool. You can go to our Facebook. A lot of people are a little bit nervous and shy about calling in and asking a question on air. So send us a message. Send us a message. Go to Facebook. Everywhere you go, it's Mortgage Mom Radio. Everywhere, Mortgage Mom Radio. So go to Facebook. Send us a message. But download the phone app. You can get the phone app. Text the word mom. That's M-O-M.
That is M-O-M. Frontwards, backwards. I don't think frontwards is a word, is it? Kind of doesn't
forward
sound
and
right.
Back would forward make sense. And back. Just not upside down. If you text wow, I don't know what you're going to get. So text mom.
That reminds me of how Erica did it the other day. She did hand signals when she was doing it. It was really funny when she was saying not upside down.
Yes, not upside down. All right, so but text the word mom to 36260. That's mom. Really hard. M-O-M.
It is a tough one. But it's one of those like lucky words that no matter how you spell it,
it comes out the same.
Right.
So text the word mom 36260. So let's really quick do our botched so that we can start taking calls. Phone lines are open. If you're on hold, do not hang up because the whole last part of the show is you guys. But we do have phone lines open. So call us and get yourself on hold. 844-935-3634. And here we go.
Beginners bonehead botches. The mortgage moms say, don't do these things.
All right. So, I know we've talked about this before, but I'm going to reiterate it again because it comes up almost at least once a week. If you've applied for a mortgage and you are even a week out of thinking that you're going to make an offer on a house, do not open up a new credit card. Do not have your credit pulled. What else? It slows things down so far, it's not even funny. And then think about it this way. You go to the store and Macy says, we'll give you a 10% discount if you open up a credit card for your purchase today.
That sounds like a fantastic deal.
It does.
But wait, I'm buying a house.
A credit inquiry will be on my credit report that our lender will see because we get new debt notifications.
Yes.
Then the underwriter is going to ask for a copy of the new statement for the new debt that you opened.
Which you won't have yet because it's a brand new credit card. So then you have to kind of jump through some hoops to go and get it.
You don't even have the information yet of how to get online or to even create an online account to print anything out because you don't even know your account number yet. So don't do it. If you are thinking about buying a home, don't go buy a car. Do not go get a credit card. Do not do anything that you shouldn't do. That would be my bonehead botched of the day. And then we had one more. We were talking about it in the car.
Yes. That is, okay, so everybody has friends. Y'all talk about your friends and you're like, oh, I'm going to go buy a house. Or, oh, I'm going to refinance because I'm going to, you know, remodel the kitchen. And your friends, as being friends.
Everybody has an opinion.
Everybody has an opinion. They're going to sit there and they're going to, you know, chomp, chomp, chop. And they're going to give you their opinion of what you should do or what you shouldn't do. But unless your friend is in the real estate industry, I'm sorry, you could just tap them on the shoulder and say, thank you for the great advice, and then call somebody who actually does this for a living.
My favorite saying is, you know what, that is so great, I'm going to file that opinion. So I've got like this little, you know, like filing cabinet in my brain, and it's like, thank you, filed.
Yes. I usually like say note taking.
I'm going to file that opinion. I love it.
Yes.
Anyway, yes, please, if you have anybody out there that is trying to tell you what to do, if they are not your loan officer, they are not your mortgage company, they are not your real estate agent, they are not your physical inspector, you know, everybody has an opinion, and that's fantastic, but check with your expert.
Their situation is
everybody's
100% different than your situation. Even if you think that it's the same, it is not.
You guys
have to call us, and we have to work through those numbers.
You could be buying an identical house in the same tract, same down payment, same sales price, and you're probably not going to get the same interest rate.
Right.
Because the transaction is not the same. You have different credit scores. Maybe one wants to impound taxes and the other doesn't. There's so many things that go into what is part of an interest rate. You might not be able to qualify for the same amount as them because you've got an extra car loan that they don't have. Don't, you know, listen to people. It's always great to talk. It makes you feel better. It calms you down. You know, it's something to have discussion over, but don't, you know,
don't keep up with the Joneses and don't listen to the Joneses.
Call your expert. Just call your expert.
Anyway, sorry, Jones family. I wasn't trying to offend you.
No, there's a lot of Joneses.
Yeah.
Okay. So 844-935-3634. Give us a call with your questions. We're going to answer those live on air. So let's get started. We ready? All right. So good morning. So we've got Jessica from Corona. Are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good. I can hear little babies in the background.
Yeah.
How old are they?
I've got 11, 6, and 2.
Ooh, you're a busy mama. We love it.
Thank you.
All right, how can we help you today?
So we're currently in an FHA loan because we had a foreclosure just shy of 7 years ago.
Okay.
And so the foreclosure expires in January, and I keep going back and forth on whether we should refinance into another another FHA but drop the PMI because we definitely have more than 20% equity, or if we should go into a conventional loan.
So when you
and I just don't know what's better.
Okay, so when you originally took the FHA loan that you have, how much money did you put down on the house?
Only 5%.
Okay. So your PMI insurance, there is no way to call and just have it removed. FHA doesn't work that way.
Hey, come here.
I believe it's 10% down where you can actually get the 11th year they'll remove it.
Correct.
So you'd have to have the loan for outstanding for at least 11 years. And you had to have originated the loan with 10% down payment in order to remove the mortgage insurance. So FHA to FHA to get rid of mortgage insurance isn't going to happen for your scenario. You could refinance that property with the equity into a conventional loan to remove the mortgage insurance. So that would be an option. And really what you want to do is you want to compare what would my payment be without my mortgage insurance versus what is my payment today with FHA. How long ago did you take that loan?
4.5 years ago.
So are you in a 30-year fixed on that FHA loan?
No, I took a 5-1 ARM on purpose because
right.
I knew we were going to refinance to try to get out of the PMI.
Right, which is actually, we tell people to do that quite frequently. It really is a good, most people want to get out of that FHA loan, and if you can pay a rate of 3.25 or 3.5 for a couple of years versus 4.5, I mean, why not? But
exactly.
What is the interest rate that you have right now?
3.125.
Okay. So when you do refinance that loan, be prepared. Your payment is going to go up because on a conventional loan, you're going to end up with a 30-year fixed in that 4% range. So even though you get rid of your mortgage insurance, your monthly payment will probably stay about the same. Now, the one thing that I always tell people, though, is that even if your payment stays exactly the same, you're now paying all interest on that mortgage that you're paying where the PMI is not tax deductible. So it is a win-win. It is something definitely that would be good for you to look at doing, but you're definitely not going to go from FHA to FHA. You have to take it from FHA to conventional.
Okay. Okay.
And we'll take you through all of that. I don't know what the circumstances were around your previous foreclosure, but you don't necessarily have to wait 7 years to do the refinance to conventional. A lot of lenders will tell you that, but it's not necessarily necessary. So, give us a call when the show is over and let us talk to you about your circumstances. Maybe it's something that we could do for you right away.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, you can call us at the same number all week long after the show's over. Not a problem. We'd love to talk to you, and hopefully we'll help you out.
Thank you so very much.
Oh, you're welcome. You too. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So great question.
Really good question, because it did kind of do a FHA to conventional and kind of like the different of the two with her situation. So that was actually really good. And then the foreclosure, I mean, that kind of just...
Right. Yeah, so and again, kind of to reiterate for everybody that is out there listening, an FHA loan is a fantastic loan, especially for this woman. She had a foreclosure. They were able to buy a house again. It was 4 years ago that she said, right, that they bought it because she's coming up on her 5th year of that ARM.
Right.
So at the time that she bought the home, if she's just approaching 7 now, she only had about 3 years behind her belt of that foreclosure, but she was able to buy another house. So, it put her in a position of being a homeowner, buying a home 4 years ago. She's now got 20% equity when she had originally only put 5% down on that house.
Right.
We talk all of the time about how important it is to be a homeowner, to buy a property, to, have your retirement, when you're older. I mean, you're going to gain that equity in that property over time. And even if property values go up and then they drop, you're gaining the equity over time. Real estate is about holding. It's about buying and holding. It's, a lot of people have made good money flipping, but, let's face it, we got to leave that to the investors and to the people that know how to flip and the contractors, but for those of us that are, just everyday ordinary people, buy real estate and hold it, because it will always be better in the long road. But, there is a very good chance, in her mind, she thinks she's got to wait 7 years to do that refinance. And there's a very good chance that she does not have to. So when we get back to, from the break, we'll talk about extenuating circumstances versus, you know, financial mismanagement.
Right.
And how the banks look at that, because there's probably a lot of you out there that are listening that that could really be a big key for. And we'll talk about time frames as well, from VA to FHA to conventional, so that you know how long that you have to wait of a time period. You might be very surprised and you could buy a home today. So if you have questions, you're out there, you're listening, give us a call. We're going to go to a break. It's 844-935-3634, and we'll get you on air when we get back.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more of The Mortgage Mom.
Hi, it's Debbie Marcoux, The Mortgage Mom. I've worked both as a realtor and a mortgage lender over the past 20 years, and my friends have started calling me The Mortgage Mom. Here with me today is Marla Gieser, sales manager with Movement Mortgage. And Marla's here to tell us what makes Movement Mortgage really stand out. Hi, Marla.
Hi, Deb. Our most exciting feature? That's definitely Movement's 671 process. That's 6-hour underwriting, 7-day processing, and 1 day to close. It definitely gives the competitive advantage to both our borrowers and realtors to close sooner and get paid faster.
OMG, Marla. I don't know of anyone else doing that. Hey, guys, give us a call and find out more. 844, we lend for you.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports equal housing opportunity and NMLS number 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act number 4131054.
Give us a call and we'll point you to our website. 844-935-3634.
844, we lend, the number for you.
It's a great day at Mike Diamond Plumbing. How can I make you smile?
By getting my hot water back. My shower is spitting icicles.
I could get a smell good plumber out there today.
Awesome. How much is the house call?
Are you a residential homeowner?
Yes.
Does your hot water heater have a tank or is it tankless?
It has a tank.
Then the house call is free during normal business hours.
But this is Saturday.
Not a problem. We're open 7 days a week.
Then by all means, send a smell good plumber my way. And thank you for being a real person. I keep getting Bubba's answering machine over at Stinky's Rooter.
We're live 24 hours a day, and your Smell Good Plumber will be there shortly.
I'm Mike Diamond, and I guarantee my plumbers will show up on time and smell good.
Or your water heater house call
is free.
Have a Smell Good Plumber diagnose your hot water heater for free today. Call 1-800-446-MIKE or check out the water heaters page at MikeDiamond.com. Contractor license number 399-170.
The spell is cast. Halloween time is back. And now Go Country 105 wants to give you a chance to experience the magic of Disneyland Resort. For the first time ever, there are new Halloween time experiences in Disney California Adventure Park. Add in seasonal favorites in Disneyland Park, and you won't want to miss this spellibration. From now to October 31st, attractions and entertainment are subject to change without notice. Listen to Go Country 105 for your chance to win 1 day, 1 park tickets, so you can experience the magic of Disneyland Resort.
It's The Mortgage Mom with Debbie Marcoux, answering your toughest questions on the home purchase process at 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
All right, well, welcome back and thank you so much. This is Mortgage Mom Radio and I'm Debbie Marcoux, and as always, I have Marla Gieser with me.
Wow, that was really quick.
What do you mean?
The minute. That went really fast.
Oh, you mean our break?
Yeah.
I thought you were like saying, you're talking way too fast. I'm like, what?
No. I was telling a story.
Come on, it's early in the morning. Get some coffee. Red Bull. Woo!
I was telling a story and we interrupted my story.
I know. You had your headphones off and everything. We came back from break. I'm like, welcome back. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. And she's like looking around dumbfounded. Like, what? We're back on the air? All right. Well, welcome back. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. And of course, we talk about everything mortgage, real estate, all that good stuff, all fun stuff. But I know that there's people that are out there that are listening that have questions, and we want you to call and we want you to ask your questions. It's only helping your other fellow humans, Americans. You know, come on. Give us calls.
Your neighbors. I was wondering where you were going. Your fellow Americans.
You're helping everybody. No, but seriously, if you have a question, I guarantee you somebody else has that same question, and it's only going to help everybody else. I mean, this is a show that is here for help. It is to help you. I guess we could call it like a self-help show. I go to the self-help section at the Barnes & Noble quite frequently.
I don't know if we should be putting ourselves
totally
out there as
kidding.
Life coaches. No.
You mean we're not Dr. Phil?
Oh, no, no, no.
That would be so fun, though.
We try to be sometimes.
I want to be Judge Judy. Like, I want that job. Anyway, so give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is L-E-N-D. And the number 4, 844-WE-LEND-4-U. You can reach us after the show at that number. You can reach us during the show right now at that number. Really, really easy. You guys can download the phone app. It's the Mortgage Mom Radio phone app. You can text the word MOM to 36260. That's MOM 36260. So just like you'd put in a telephone number, you put in the 36260 and then text the word MOM. So... And I got kind of confused at first. I tried to, like, put mom in the actual phone number part. So don't be me. But anyway, give us a call from the phone app. You can call us directly at any time. You can email us. And you could literally decide if you want to email me, Marla, or anybody else from our team, Cherry Rose, Andriana, Erica. You can watch videos. You can register and get tickets for events. You can apply for your loan right online. Very, very simple. So the phone app is really, really nice. Go to Facebook. Check us out, Mortgage Mom Radio. Send us messages if you have questions and you're little shy, you don't want to get on air. You can go to YouTube and listen to previous shows. So maybe there was a show you listened to and you want to try to find that one. We've got them all put up on YouTube and they are by date. So you're always welcome to go back and check those out as well. So lots of ways to contact us, get a hold of us, find our content, get the information. But apply online. You can go to mortgagemomradio.com and you can apply right online for your application. We're going to give you a call before we pull your credit. We're not going to do that without talking to you first, but it gives us an understanding of your scenario, of your situation. Is it you? Is it another person? Are there three or four of you on the file? You know, what is going on with the income? How long have you been at your job? How much do you have in assets? And it allows us to have a very good conversation with you about you and your scenario and your situation. So feel free to check it out, mortgagemomradio.com. You can do your application there as well if you like to use the computer, unlike me. I am not a computer person.
Well, some people need a bigger screen.
Yeah. We work on them all day long. So it's like, you know, I feel like computer is work. And so when I get home, I don't want to be on the computer. I do everything I could possibly do. I pay every bill, everything from my phone, which is why I've got the big iPhone 7. And I might just have to upgrade my iPad to be an actual phone. And I think you can do that. Got to figure it out. Anyway, so let's talk about the home buyer workshop real quick, and then we'll start taking calls. And we do have a couple people on hold, and then we've got some additional open phone lines. So feel free to call right now and get on hold, because after we talk about the home buyer workshop, the rest of the time this morning is going to be call. So it's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. So call right now. Get yourself on hold, because after we talk about our workshop, we are going to go to the calls. Go to the phone lines. All right. So, wine.
Beach.
Food.
Some food. Meat and cheese.
You're going to get Marla and Debbie and the entire team, which is actually a great afternoon. And anybody that has been to our events before, you can find us on Yelp. Go check it out. They write some great reviews. It's really nice of them. But we are fun. It's 3 hours of fun, learning, sipping on wine, talking to a credit expert. We'll have a credit repair specialist there who will talk to you about how to possibly fix your credit report, maybe get some of those old collections off. You know, how do we get that credit score up to get things going? Sometimes it's the difference of applying for a loan or being approved for the loan and not being approved. And sometimes it's the difference of getting a little bit of a better interest rate because we've cleaned up the credit score. Correct. A little. So sometimes your credit's just fine, but if we get you a little higher score, you're going to get a better interest rate. So credit guy's going to be there. Even if you've bought a home before, you own a home now, you're thinking about doing it again, you know, it's a good refresher to be there and to come. We're going to have escrow in the room to talk about, you know, your deposits. What is escrow? We're going to go through closing costs, all of the different loan programs that there are. You're literally going to learn everything that you could possibly need to know from start to finish of how the transaction works. Right. Where do you start? How do you get started? When do I get in the car with my real estate agent? How do I negotiate that contract to get a better price? How do I get my closing costs paid for? How much are my closing costs going to be? What loan program do I want? What's the difference between an appraisal and a home inspection? Blah, 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 blah. I mean, it is a big... it's a big deal, this transaction.
It definitely is. I mean, it's your biggest transaction. So even if it's your 10th one, it's still your biggest liability, your biggest asset that you're doing. So it is very important to understand and be confident through the whole entire transaction that you know what you're doing. And with that being said, we're also going to have a local real estate agent there that will be able to answer questions that you have about their piece, because their piece is a big piece of purchasing a home. So they'll be able to answer your questions and give you their side.
Right. Absolutely. So if you want those tickets, you want to be able to come to the Home Buyer Workshop, we'd love to see you. It's at Four Bricks Winery and Tasting Room. It's in Ventura. Again, you know, if you're anywhere at all, Santa Clarita, Simi Valley, Oxnard, Westlake Village, I mean, think about all of the areas that are kind of like within an hour drive of Ventura, you can get there, and it's going to be a really nice Sunday afternoon. We will be there. It's going to go from 1 to 4. It will be 3 hours. But again, wine, cheese, meat, dessert, sip and learn. I mean,
Deb and Marla.
I mean, you know, 4 hours is going to go like boom.
Boom.
So fast. And it's not 4 hours. It's actually 3 hours. 1 to 4 is only 3 hours. So anyway, okay. So let's start taking some phone calls. Oh, how do they get their tickets? Duh. You can call right now. Talk to Erica. She can get you on your way to that. You can download our phone app and you can register for tickets right from there. Download the phone app is to text the word mom to 36260.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to... send us a message and we'll get you there.
You can go to anything. If you go to the app, you can email us, you can call us, whatever is the most convenient way for
you. Or send us a message through Facebook, send us an email. You'll find us, mortgagemomradio.com. We'll get you in the right space.
Put a picture on our Instagram, too.
There you go. Yeah, but we'll get you the information we need and we'll definitely get you registered. So, all right, so here we go. Line one. All right, good morning. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
Good morning, Lindsay from Corona.
Good morning, Lindsay. How are you?
Doing good. Just cruising down the 10 freeway.
Nice. Always a fun morning on Saturday, right?
Right.
All right. So how can we help you this morning?
Well, I was going to find out if there's any type of loan programs that you know of or ways for me to go about getting a loan for a home that has disability access.
So when you mean disability access, are you talking about the actual property itself, or like maybe are you talking like a handicap ramp, or are you asking more about the loan side? Like, is there a loan that will allow disability income?
No, one of my, I'm coming up, like I'm looking for houses and all the doors are too small for most of the houses.
So you need to do improvements.
The houses are really small where we're looking because we have to get some horse property too. So we have all these kind of necessities that we need, and I'm going to need to probably get extra loans or something to be able to do some adjustments on the homes and make them accessible.
Okay, so we do have a couple of things. One would be a renovation loan that we could do. And what you would do is actually get bids and contracts for that work that needs to be done and how much of it, you know, what would those cost. And we're going to get those bids from a licensed contractor. So you're going to actually work with the contractor directly. You're going to get those bids because you know what you want done. You're going to get those bids to us. When we order the appraisal, we are going to provide those contractor's bids to the appraiser so that the appraiser can appraise the property based on the improvements that are going to be made. They will determine how much that house is worth with those improvements, and then we can lend based off of that value. So you may end up having to come out of pocket with a little bit more than what you would have on a normal, you know, just buy a house down payment, but it's going to be a lot less out of pocket than what you would actually pay if you had to do those improvements in cash.
Okay.
So that would be a very good way to go about it. I've never personally heard of, and Marla, I'll let you chime in on this one, but I've never actually heard of a loan program that is specific to like handicap accessible items and allowing those to be financed in. Have you?
I haven't, but I think that also does fall under like the FHA energy efficient. I think that there is a part of the category to making sure that it is...
Yes, and I think VA also has that energy efficiency too, so it may actually fall into those guidelines. So something that we can definitely even look further into for you, I do believe that there is a solution to get you what you need and so that you're not having to pay all of that money cash out of pocket.
Or do separate loans at higher interest rates.
Right, you don't want to do, you want it all in one, you want to put as much money into one loan as you possibly can.
Okay, that was my worry, is to have a first and a second, have... you know.
Right. Right. Yeah, you don't want to do that. You want to try to keep everything in one loan, whether it's the renovation loan or whether we look at the FHA, you know, where they do have the energy efficiency. So we'll do some of that research for you on Monday and let you know for sure. So do us a favor and send us a message.
Sure.
You can go to mortgagemomradio.com and you can click contact us. It will send us an email and we will be able to, get back to you on Monday. Go to Facebook, send us a message, download our phone app, send us an email. We don't care how you get a hold of us or call us back after the show, but make sure that we've got your contact information so we can do that research for you and give you the very best, the best way to move forward.
That would be great. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for calling us this morning. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right, so let's go to another one because we're getting close to the end of the hour. So let's hurry up and let's go to line two. Good morning. Is this Carmela?
Yes, it is.
Good morning, Carmela. So you're calling us from Lomita.
Ooh.
Yes, I am.
Okay, where is Lomita?
It's in the South Bay, like Torrance.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess I've just never,
right,
I mean,
next to Torrance.
I've heard of it, but never really was able to put two and two together, like as far as exactly where it is. So perfect. Thank you.
The problem is I have a property in Lomita. It's an investment property.
Okay.
And I also own a home where I live in Rancho Palos Verdes.
Okay.
And that's my scenario. I have a mortgage only in the Lomita property, which is a three-unit home.
Okay.
And I've been trying to refinance. I've had this mortgage for, I'd say about 7 years, 8 years.
Okay.
And I've owned the property much longer than that. I've owned my property a long, long time also. I've been there since 2001. I have a commercial property. I have properties everywhere. Plus, I have a business that, unfortunately, because of write-offs, they always tell me that I have to go with a stated income and I can never qualify because of debt to income ratio. And
fine.
I've been working with a company since they had told me that they would qualify me for a loan for my Lomita property because I have a 7.25 year interest. And I've been trying to refinance and they told me that I've been working with them since before March of this year.
Oh boy.
And they've been yanking my chain, lingering this on, and the thing that has been bothering them is the fact that I have my son has a property in Arizona, which when we bought a condo for him, we put ourselves on it because he couldn't qualify for a loan, so that loan is on our name, my husband and myself.
Okay.
And because of those loans, they keep telling us we have to prove it, so we prove it, that we're not paying for it. Because the loan is in our name, we keep proving it, but they still been lingering me on. They made me do two appraisals on the property.
Mm, my goodness,
I paid for two appraisals.
Yes.
I dished out money, and I kept telling them, you know, if you can't do this,
right. Just tell me. Exactly. Yeah. So you do have a very difficult situation. So the first thing to kind of throw out is let's kind of talk about your son's home in Arizona. And this is good for everybody to hear. When you co-sign for somebody, so let's say that son had gone on the loan, had absolutely no income whatsoever, but you put him on the loan and you guys co-signed for him. He's on that mortgage. He's a joint debtor. So you can get the documentation showing that he's been making the payments, which would then allow me, the lender, to say, I don't have to use that debt against you. But when you actually do the loan for him, 100% loan in your name, it doesn't matter if he's making the mortgage payment or not. You shouldn't have even had to verify, send any documentation or do any extra work, because the bottom line is we can't exclude the debt. We have to qualify you with it. So one thing that you guys could do, I don't know if, you know, son's in a different place today than he was before, where maybe you guys could refinance it, even if you did have to go on the loan with him. So, you know, one kind of idea. The other thing is, as far as your income goes, you know, it's hard. We're on a radio show in the station right now. So we can't see your paperwork or see what you have going on, with all of the different properties and such that you have. But, you know, there's the kind of loan that you're talking about that they were probably trying to give you, they do a loan where the loan goes against the actual cash flow of the property. So it's four rental properties. And those, you know, typically do carry a little bit higher interest rate. You probably would get maybe like a 6 or 6.5% rate. If any, really in your situation, we have to see the paperwork. There's a lot of lenders that don't understand self-employed income the same way that we do, and they don't do the numbers the way that we do. But all you need to know is a yes or no, and it sounds like you've just been dragged on and dragged on and dragged on. The very best thing, email us your paperwork or call us after the show is over. Let us take a look at your income, and we will literally tell you within the same day if the income is there for you to do that loan.
Okay.
It's you know, you guys have to be able to move on. If you can't get it done, you need to move on. If there's a way to get it done,
right.
We got to get it done for you.
I basically know that I can't move on with these people.
Right.
I was very upset because after all this, she finally tells me, oh, well, even though I proved that my son is paying for the loan and everything, and after I did the second appraisal, she tells me, oh, we'll have to suspend the loan we can't do it until the 2017 taxes.
Yeah, so
well, you're a saint, number one, for waiting this long, but we're coming to the end of the show, so we'd love to talk to you more.
So we got to stop the bleeding for you. We're going to put you on hold really quick. We've got to end the show, but we will pick you back up when after the show, you know, we're done, and we'll talk to you a little bit further. Okay.
Okay,
great. All right, so everybody out there listening, if you're on hold right now, do not hang up. We will still pick you up here at the station, but we've got to go. It's the end of the hour. If you have questions, give us a call, 844-935-3634, mortgagemomradio.com. Download the phone app, text the word MOM 36260. Get your tickets for Ventura. It's in 2 weeks, and we'll be back next week.
This has been the Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Tune in each week as Debbie answers your toughest home buying questions and helps you get financed, find the best rates, get through problem situations, and achieve the best results in your home purchase process. Tune in again next week. The Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on Go Country 105.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports equal housing opportunity. NMLS 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act 413-1054. While it is Movement Mortgage's practice to provide underwriting results within 6 hours of receiving the application and process loans in 7 days, extenuating circumstances may cause delays outside of this window. Debbie Marcoux and Marla Gies are licensed by the DBO in the state of California. NMLS IDs 237-926 and 669-357.
The preceding program has been a paid advertisement by Movement Mortgage. We offer this program as a service to our listeners. The station and its management do not endorse or object to the information, views, or opinions discussed in the program.
KKGO. KKGO HD1, Los Angeles, Orange, and Riverside Counties.
Everywhere I go.
Also on the iHeartRadio app.
Everywhere.
And streaming at GoCountry105.com. This is Go Country 105.